This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. Southwest Health System is one of the main players in fighting the spread of the coronavirus in Southwest Colorado, providing testing and treatment for COVID-19. Carrie White Singleton is on the line. She's the COO of Southwest Medical Group. And I'd like to disclose that Southwest Health System is an underwriter of KSJD. Hi, Carrie, and thanks for social distancing with this phone call.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
Southwest opened up drive-up testing this week. Could you walk me through how that works and when somebody should be using it?
Sure, absolutely. We opened up drive-through testing to allow people to come that are having symptoms and be tested for the flu. So somebody who's experiencing fever, cough, body aches, headaches, any of those type symptoms can drive up to the 1413 North Mildred Road address. There is signage in front. There's a tent in front. You pull your car up to the front, and if no one is out there, you call the number that's on the sign. They will assess you for a test. That's between 8 and noon if you do not have a provider. So you'll be assessed for a test. If you meet the criteria to have a flu test, you will be given a flu test at that time. The flu test is then run. That takes about 15 to 20 minutes. After the flu test is run, if it's positive, we send you home with some education about how to treat yourself with the flu. And if it's negative, we perform the additional COVID assessment of 7 questions issued by CDPHE. If you qualify to be tested for COVID, we do it right there in your car at that time.
So there is a bit of a, you know, a first step and a second step as far as addressing whether it's the flu first rather than going straight for the COVID-19 test.
Exactly. Absolutely. What has been shown in the research is that if you are positive for flu, it is likely that you are negative for COVID.
Do you find that you have people or patients who are confused about how the criteria works for testing?
Absolutely. I think in a time when we have a lot of different information coming to us at all times, it's really hard to keep it straight as somebody who's not clinical. So we have the web link on our Facebook page as well as on our homepage. It does state the criteria. We can also show it to you when you drive up in person as well to be tested.
You brought up a point there that I was about to get into next, that there's a lot of concern about misinformation regarding the virus. Is there something that you've heard in particular that you found more concerning?
I think there's a lot of what concerns me the most right now, I think, is the concern about tests. And how many tests there are, and who's giving the test, and if I qualify for the test. And really what I want the public to focus on is, what do I feel like right now? Am I healthy, or am I experiencing symptoms? If you're experiencing symptoms, we 100% want you to come and be tested. We want you to come to the drive-up clinic. If you are experiencing symptoms that you feel like are not controllable in your own means, we want you to go to the walk-in clinic and be assessed, or the emergency room. It's more about, what do you need to be doing for yourself? If that's social distancing, or if that's staying at home and keeping yourself hydrated and eating nutritious foods, then those are the things that we want you to do at this time.
There's a particular concern for the older population, especially in our area. Is there anything that I guess you would like to direct to them in particular about making sure that they know what's available to them?
I definitely think that the elderly population is a concern, just because that has been known to be a harbor, or I guess a better way to say it is, it is known that COVID affects the elderly in a different way, and so and is more aggressive. And so with that, we want to make sure that anyone who is over 65 knows if they're experiencing any of those symptoms, fever, cough, shortness of breath, headaches, body aches, and uncontrolled fatigue, things that are not normal for them. We would like them to come in and be tested. We would like them to come in and be assessed.
Carrie, to wrap things up today, going back to the test kits, and I know that Southwest has issued statements regarding the number of them and saying that there isn't a public benefit to updating that number constantly. On Wednesday, I spoke with Commissioner Larry Donsukla, and he said that he doesn't believe sufficient testing has been done to determine that COVID-19 isn't already here in the county. Would you like to respond to his comment before we go?
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely like to say that at Southwest, we have tested 100% of the patients who have met the criteria that is put in that was put in place by CDPHE. The number of tests that we have is over 500. We are the sole provider of testing in the county right now. And so I think that we have met the need of the community in that way. And we will continue to test everyone that meets 100% criteria.
Carrie White Singleton is the COO of Southwest Medical Group, and I'd like to disclose that Southwest Health System is an underwriter of KSJD. And Carrie, thanks for taking this call during this very busy time for you.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.